Thanks, everyone, for joining us today on Bridging the Gap. We've been on a little bit of a break, but we are back today with a new show and something that I think you'll find pretty interesting. As you're aware, anyone who's had the news on has seen the catastrophic flooding that has hit Houston, Texas over the last few days. And here in Powell County, we are certainly no strangers to flooding. Whether it's in Bowen or downtown Clay City, we definitely get our share. And interestingly enough, our Powell County floodplain coordinator, Steve Asbury, is currently at a conference discussing this very issue. So it's very timely. And today we're joined via phone, if it sounds a little unusual, by Sarah Taylor. And she is here with us to talk a little bit about the CAM conference itself, what it is, and relate that back to the news of the day. Sarah, can you just give us a quick rundown on who you are and what you do, and tell us a little bit about what this conference is?
Sure. My name is Sarah Taylor, and I'm with Geomorphics. We do a lot of environmental engineering type work. So we do environmental permitting, hydraulic analyses. We also write a lot of grants for FEMA flood acquisitions of structures and 319 grants for different projects for communities. CAM is the Kentucky Association of Mitigation Managers, and this was formed basically to promote hazard mitigation and management throughout all of Kentucky. It's not centered just on flooding, but incorporates all of the natural hazards that Kentucky faces. It's made up of many different professionals within Kentucky. So, you know, floodplain coordinators, planning and zoning officials, there are engineers, surveyors, hydrologists, GIS specialists, which map floodplains and all kinds of other things, as well as emergency managers.
Great. And the purpose of this conference, line that out for us a little bit. Of course, we have a representative there. And what can we anticipate that Steve is going to be learning while he's there?
Sure. Really, the purpose of this is to get this community of professionals together to talk about what we're doing in each of our communities, what is working well within those communities, also to give others kind of an idea of where they could head with new technologies and projects that are working well.
Okay. And how does that relate necessarily back to Powell County? I understand there are going to be plenty of projects and things like that that are coming down the pike, but when the rubber hits the road here in Stanton, Clay City, or Bowen, and what benefits are we personally going to see from our attendance here?
Sure. Well, we would love for your coordinators and those that are attending the conference to take back with you tools that you can implement within your city. We also have representatives within CAM for each specific area within Kentucky that can help answer questions, so you guys have, you know, answers at your fingertips. If you run into specific issues or questions, you can always call CAM and ask that representative to help support you in finding that answer or to give you that answer.
Great. And I'm sure that kind of resource, I'm sure it doesn't go unused when these kinds of situations come up.
Correct.
Now, obviously, you know, what we're all looking at right now on the nightly news, and anyone who turns even the radio on, we're hearing these updates from what's going on in Texas, and now it sounds like this storm may turn, and they may feel it in Louisiana at just as dangerous of a rate that they have in Texas. And I guess, you know, how does that type of storm, while I know it's unusual and it's certainly not typical, but how does that kind of thing relate back here to the folks at home in Stanton?
Well, it's a, you know, what's happening in Houston is of gigantic proportions. And it's such a big storm that it's not necessarily one that we can plan for. It's not economically feasible for us to plan for a storm that is that large to hit this county and this area. But one of the things that you can take from CAM are planning tools, ways to do mitigation to help prevent issues like this in the future. FEMA has awesome grants out there for grant acquisition and demolition. I work in Louisville, Kentucky quite a bit, and we are targeting many properties, structures that are in the 100-year floodplain. So by pulling those structures out of the flood zone, we are mitigating those floods and preventing future damages. So there's all kinds of of tools like that and things that we talk about at this conference that you can take back to your area and implement them where you are if you haven't already, as well as learning new things.
And you mentioned there the 100-year floodplain, and I know that's a standard of measure for severity of floods. I know there had been some talk that it may be a 500-year flood, and that may elevate in Houston. And I know Clinton, West Virginia, saw a 1,000-year flood a few years ago or last year. But for those of us, for those who are listening who are not familiar with that kind of terminology, exactly what is a 100-year flood?
Sure, that is the 1% chance that will occur within, you know, a given year. So 500-year storm is a very small percent, less than 1%, that will actually happen in the course of a given year. So it's just a very, very large storm that you don't see that often. It's basically, you know, a probability and statistics term.
Right. And I had it explained to me once, which kind of stuck with me, is, you know, if you had a jar of marbles and you had 99 black marbles and one white marble, you reach into that jar every year, you pull a marble out, you may get the 100-year flood. You may get the white marble, but at the end of the year, you put it back in the jar and you may get it 5 years in a row, or you may pull from that jar for 100 years and never actually pull it out.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Yep. And we're seeing those happen more and more frequent in several different communities. So maybe not the 500-year, but larger and larger storm events are happening more often.
Well, do you feel that conferences like these really, I'm sure you do, that they provide a benefit to us, but compared to where we would have been, you know, our legendary flood in Powell County was in 1978. It did tremendous damage to downtown Clay City, and just in your experience, how far have we seen progress come in flood management and mitigation since the late 1970s?
I think we've seen great strides in protection. We have, you know, flood walls that get erected to help protect cities. We've got projects that are, you know, pulling structures out of the floodplains. We have floodproofing of important historic structures or, you know, centralized facilities that are critical during flooding events. So firehouses, churches, things like that, where schools, where people need to have safety, we're finding ways to better protect those and prepare when those events happen.
Well, Sarah, we're so grateful that you took some time to talk to us today, and certainly it's very timely. And thank you for everything that you guys do. And we really appreciate the information that we hope you're sending back to us via Steve.
Thanks. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you. Uh-huh. And that was Sarah Taylor with an update on exactly what's going on at the CAM conference. And also joined via telephone, we have our own Steve Asbury, our local floodplain coordinator and also emergency manager, who is currently at this conference, as I had mentioned before. Steve, can you give us a little bit of an update of why you're there? As Sarah touched on it quite a bit, but why things like this are so important?
Sure, Corey. Kentucky Association of Mitigation Managers was formed in order to promote hazard mitigation. Like Sarah touched on, it's just not flooding, but with things that are going, you know, the storm that's going on in Houston right now, it's kind of hard to ignore the flood planning that goes into it. And that's basically why I come to the conference. You know, as an emergency manager for Powell County, I'm also the floodplain coordinator. And stepping into this position, I didn't know a whole lot about floodplain coordinating. So that's why I come to it. Hopefully I get a lot of information and education and be able to bring it back to Powell County.
Well, and as flood prone as we are, I mean, each east and west of the county each have their own really unique and difficult geographies to deal with in a flood situation. I would assume you would have to say you probably are a little better off now than before you went.
Absolutely. You know, I'm not exactly for sure the exact populace of our county that's located in floodplain, but, you know, with the city of Stanton and Clay City largely being in a floodplain, I get questions all the time about the National Floodplain Insurance Program. People always want to come in and see the floodplain maps. that show you what zone you're in, the 1%, things of that nature. And that's really what I come to the conference to learn more about the National Floodplain Insurance Program. We are participants in Powell County of the NFIP. It basically means if you live in the floodplain that you're going to have to carry floodplain insurance. A lot of times people come in to our office and ask questions about, you know, how do I remove a structure from the floodplain? Because I know floodplain insurance is very costly to our citizens in our community. But remember this also, when the flood does come through, if you've had your house taken out of the floodplain, it can't be put back in. So it's important to have that insurance. So, you know, it's a give and take, so to speak. You know, floodplain insurance is very costly until you actually have a flood, and then you're glad you have it. So hopefully that'll give me a better grasp on how to manage the floodplain there in Stanton and Clay City. You know, the floodplain coordinator is Arthur Ashley for those two cities. I'm the floodplain coordinator from the county, but, you know, we work together and we try to help as many people, you know, out as we can. It just isn't, I just deal with this area and he deals with that area. You know, we help each other out. You know, we give anybody the information they need in Powell County.
Well, and one thing I think a lot of people may not know that's sort of a newer development with FEMA is you can actually go online now and put in your address and see where you are within the floodplain boundaries from home.
Yes, that's a really good tool that I've known about it for just a little while, and they're actually showing us that how to use the different layers in the mapping, you know, to see exactly the floodplain. If you go to, you can go to the website at watermaps.ky.gov. Also, if you want to do it on the federal side, you can go to msc.fema.gov/portal. Those are the two websites that you can get onto, actually see the flood map yourself. You can do overlays, and you can get a lot more information. That way you can actually print that out. They're going to roll out a new app and send that down to floodplain coordinators across the state. We're probably talking only weeks away from that mobile app, but if ever need to, I could probably go out to a certain location the way it was explained to me, and I can drop a pin on a mobile app, and, you know, it'll bring up the exact what before flood elevation, you know, what it'll take to bring your property out, up out of the flood zone, things of that nature. So that app is coming real soon as well. And once they pass that down, I'll be happy to share it with citizens of Powell County.
And, you know, that's amazing. I did floodplain work probably 10 years ago, more than that. I'm terrible with time. But, you know, back in those days, we had a drawer full of maps that were printed in 1963 that you had to guard with your life. And you just had to assume you had the right spot when you were determining if somebody's house was in or out. So the contribution that GIS has made and the fact that we can use those resources here in Powell County, it's really just amazing to see how far we've come.
Yeah, it is phenomenal. We still have those paper maps in the office there, and they were actually talking the importance of don't get rid of those maps, even though that the digital age is upon us. You know, what they like for you to see is when you get out those paper maps, whenever they were printed, you can print out the new digital map and you can get kind of a time lapse. You know, this is what the floodplain looked like in, you know, 5 years ago, if that's when your maps were printed, compared to what it is now. So it gives you a little bit of where you've been and where you're going.
Well, thanks everybody for joining us again, and I hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit about exactly how flood mitigation works in Powell County. And tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit more about this subject, and we're going to try to get some interviews with some of our local Powell County people, people who we all grew up with, people we see around town who are affected by the storm and who are working to handle this storm the best way that they can. So tune in again tomorrow, and as always, thanks for joining us.